wasn't that it was based in the United States. It was that it was now the IEEE is an international organization. 20 years ago, it was a different organization. It was international, but more centered around New York. So the it was spreading out with a peak around New York, and the spreading was very thin elsewhere. And again, we must remember that the symposia, the ICASP symposia. Mm-hmm. Now we think, oh, 2000 will be in Istanbul. This year is going to be in Phoenix. The year before was somewhere. We think of the world. Anywhere. We can hold them anywhere in the world. Yeah. That wasn't so then. And was very difficult for us to go to the States. Very expensive for us to go to the States every year to the meetings that, that started being held in there. So it was really to provide a point of focus for us to get together every 2 years, I think, to exchange again views on our subject.
But it must also have been to have this new European journal of signal processing, to have not have to publish in the IEEE transactions.
I don't think that it was really driven by not having to send to the United States. I think it was driven by the need to have another perspective. At that time, most of the work that was done was on speech in the United States. There was a lot of money in that area, and we were doing certain things which didn't have to do with speech. And a lot of people felt that their papers were unfairly dismissed. So that was so the new journal came to be. This was a suggestion, not by me. It was suggested by Murat Kund from EPFL, who became the from Lausanne, who became the editor in chief of the journal. He was he put the argument very convincingly that it would be answering to the European needs, having developed some different lines of thinking, different theoretical lines, and perhaps it would be a good idea to have that.